Please take your seats so we can get started. Welcome to Lesson 2 of the Basic Human Anatomy course. After completing this lesson, you should be able to define tissue and name the four major types of tissues. You should be able to define epithelial tissue, connective tissue, muscle tissue, and nervous tissue. If I were to give you a description of a tissue, you should be able to correctly name it. After completing this lesson, you should be able to name the four major types of connective tissue, name the characteristic cells of fibrous, cartilage, and bone connective tissue, and you should be able to describe the matrix of fibrous, cartilage, and fat connective tissue. A tissue is a grouping of similar cells working together. There are several major types of tissue. The most common types are epithelial, connective, muscle, and nervous tissues. Later, I'll discuss each type. Tissues make up organs. An organ is a structure performing a particular function. An organ is composed of several different tissues. Examples of organs are the lungs and the heart. In some cases, a term may be used to describe both a type of tissue and a kind of organ. For example, we speak of bone tissue and we also speak of bones. We speak of muscle tissue and of muscles. Epithelial tissue is tissue that covers surfaces and lines cavities. Here it may protect, absorb, and/or secrete. Epithelial tissue covers the outer surface of the body. It lines the intestines, it lines the lungs, and other hollow organs. The three basic types of epithelial cells are flat, cubes, and column-shaped. The flat cells are called squamous cells, the cubes are called cuboidal cells, and the columns are called columnar cells. In epithelial tissues, the cells are in a single or multiple layers. If there's only one layer, the tissue is called a simple epithelium. If there is more than one layer, the tissue is called a stratified epithelium. Epithelial tissues are named by the number of layers and the type of cell in its outermost layer. For example, if there are several layers and if the outermost layer consists of squamous or flat cells, then the tissue is called a stratified squamous epithelium. Skin is a stratified squamous epithelium. A simple squamous epithelium called endothelium lines the heart and the blood vessels. As serous membranes, simple squamous epithelial tissue lines the cavities of the abdomen, that's called the peritoneal lining, and the chest, that's called the pleural lining. Serous membranes are membranes which secrete lubricating fluid. Epithelial tissue forms the secretory parts of glands and also parts of the various sense organs. According to its location, epithelial tissue has different functions. As the skin, epithelial tissue protects the tissues beneath. In the small intestines, the epithelial tissue absorbs. In the lungs, epithelial tissue is a membrane through which the gases pass easily. In the glands, epithelial tissue secretes. Connective tissue is tissue that supports other tissues. It holds tissues together or fills spaces. Among and outside the cells of the connective tissues, there is a material called matrix. The matrix is manufactured by the connective tissue cells. Each type of connective tissue has its own particular type of matrix. There are several major types of connective tissue. These include fibrous connective tissue, cartilage, bone, and fat connective tissue. Blood is sometimes considered an additional type of connective tissue. The characteristic cells of fibrous connective tissue are called fibroblasts. Fibroblasts are able to form elongated fibers. Fibers make up the matrix of fibrous connective tissue. The fibers are either white or yellow. White fibers are made from a protein called collagen. White fibers tend to have a fixed length. White fibers are not very easily stretched. Yellow fibers are made from a protein called elastin. Yellow fibers are elastic. They can be stretched, and then they can snap back like a rubber band. The types of fibrous connective tissue are recognized by the arrangement of their fibers. These types include loose areolar fibrous connective tissue and dense fibrous connective tissue. The word areolar means airy. Loose areolar fibrous connective tissue has an open, irregular arrangement of its fibers. Loose areolar fibroconnective tissue is found widely throughout the body. An example is the superficial fascia or the subcutaneous layer. The superficial fascia is the connective tissue which lies beneath the skin. Loose, areolar, fibrous connective tissue is the filling substance around most organs and tissues of the body. The fibers of dense fibrous connective tissue are closely packed in parallel. There are no significant spaces between these fibers. Examples of dense fibrous connective tissue are ligaments and tendons. A ligament is a band of dense fibrous connective tissue that holds the bones together at a joint. A tendon attaches a muscle to a bone. Cartilage cells are also called chondroblasts. Cartilage cells are clustered in microscopic pockets within the cartilage matrix. The cartilage cells produce the material of the matrix. The matrix produced by the cartilage cells appears homogeneous, in other words, it appears the same throughout. The matrix also appears amorphous or shapeless. There are three types of cartilaginous connective tissue: hyaline cartilage, fibrous cartilage, and calcified cartilage. Hyaline means clear. Hyaline cartilage connective tissue appears homogeneous and clear. This type of cartilage helps to cover bone surfaces at joints. Hyaline cartilage is found as incomplete rings which keep the trachea or windpipe open. Fibrous cartilage connective tissue includes dense masses of fibers. It is more rigid than hyaline cartilage. The auricle of the external ear is stiffened with fibrous cartilage. Calcified cartilage connective tissue is cartilage that has been stiffened by the addition of calcium salts. This is not the same as bone tissue. An example is the cartilages of the larynx or the voice box, which has become calcified with age. Osteoblasts are cells that make and repair bone. Osteoclasts are cells which tear down and remove bone. Bone is continually being remodeled as a person lives. Remodeling is in direct response to the stresses placed on the bone. There are two major types of bone tissue. One is compact bone connective tissue, which is dense. The other is cancellous bone connective tissue, which is spongy. Compact bone connective tissue forms the hard outer layers of bones. Cancellous bone connective tissue forms the inner, lighter portion of bones. A large fraction of the volume of a fat cell is occupied by a droplet of fat. This droplet has its own membrane in addition to the outer membrane of the cell. The remaining components of the fat cell, including the nucleus, are found in the outer layer of cytoplasm surrounding the droplet of fat. Fat connective tissue has a matrix of lipid. Lipid means oil or fat. There may be yellow fat connective tissue or brown fat connective tissue. Fat connective tissue acts as a packing material among the organs, nerves, and vessels. Fat connective tissue also helps to insulate the body from both heat and cold. Some fat connective tissue serves as a high-energy storage area. Some experts consider blood to be a type of connective tissue, but I'll talk about blood in Lesson 9. There are muscle tissues, and there are organs called muscles. Muscles are made up of muscle tissues. Muscle tissues and the muscles they make up are specialized to contract. Because of their ability to contract or shorten, muscles are able to produce motion. There are three types of muscle tissue: skeletal muscle, cardiac muscle, and smooth muscle. The cells or muscle fibers of skeletal muscle tissue are long and cylindrical and have numerous nuclei. The arrangement of the cellular contents is very specific and results in a striated appearance when viewed with the microscope. This type of muscle tissue is found mainly in the skeletal muscles. The cells or muscle fibers of cardiac muscle tissue are short, branched, and contain one nucleus and are striated. This tissue makes up the myocardium or the wall of the heart. The cells of smooth muscle tissue are spindle-shaped, contain one nucleus, and are not striated. Smooth muscle tissue is generally found in the walls of hollow organs, such as the organs of digestion and respiratory systems, the blood vessels, the ureters, the urinary bladder, urethra, and reproductive ducts. Nervous tissue is a collection of cells that respond to stimuli and transmit information. A neuron, or nerve cell, is the cell of nervous tissue that actually picks up and transmits a signal from one part of the body to another. A synapse is the point at which a signal passes from one neuron to the next. The neuroglia, also known as glia, is made up of supporting cells of the nervous system, or glial cells. I'll talk about the nervous tissues in a later session. This completes Lesson 2. You should review the lecture notes for this lesson, paying particular attention to the line drawing showing the different types of epithelial cells, the different types of muscle cells, and the structure of a nerve cell. Then you can take the self-evaluation exam. When you finish the exam, you'll be ready for Lesson 3, the human integumentary and fascial systems.